Scotty ATL, you living or you surviving?
I'm living.
Explain.
Every day, man, I'm maxing out my potential to the fullest.
Come on, bro. Come on.
I ain't playing no game.
Come on. Respect.
A lot of people talk about it, you know, but I'm living it.
That's right.
You know? And I love myself.
Come on.
And I love what I do.
Come on.
Yeah.
Respect. Welcome to the Integrity Response with your brother CEO Khaki. Every individual sitting across from me doesn't believe in being typical, ordinary, or familiar. They're elite, meaning society's norms don't sit well with them. They believe in raising the bar for themselves, family, and for those they may never meet. From those in humble beginnings to those in the midst of greatness and legends who've paved the way, with a comedic edge, I will ask the questions that hold value, and I believe we'll gain insight to the real them. It's the Integrity Response. Let's take them back, Scotty ATL.
Okay.
Before rap, before entrepreneurship, at age 9, what did you want to be?
I wanted to be a basketball player.
Come on now, come on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What position were you always mandated to play? Shooting guard.
No.
Gotcha.
Actually, I played point guard.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, I played point guard.
Definitely. So,
but I was able to play a lot of different positions. I also played small forward.
Gotcha.
I ran the I played power forward too.
Gotcha. For sure. Yeah,
but
gotcha.
I was known as a point.
As the
point. Passing that ball like a captain on
that's right.
on the floor.
That's
you know
a fact.
What I'm saying?
That's
like a
fact.
Coach on the floor.
That's real.
Me.
That's real.
Yeah, for sure.
Was that actually that when you started middle school? Play rec league or what?
I played ball. First of all, I played ball in the backyard. That's how we
gotcha.
Started.
Come on now. Come
you know what I'm saying? We played ball in the
That's
backyard.
Right.
I had
That's
a,
right.
I ended up convincing my mom to get me a slab of cement in the back.
Gotcha.
My partner had a goal in his backyard and my other homeboy across the street.
Gotcha.
He had a goal in his backyard too.
Gotcha. So
we had like tournaments going on.
Real, bro.
Yo, we'll go game set.
Come on, bro. That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yes,
we're going to be here,
that's
gonna
right.
be there, got
that's
home
right.
advantage.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
That's
like
right,
the whole
bro.
Neighborhood, come out.
Definitely.
And so it just advanced. I end up playing AAU basketball.
Come on.
I play YBOA.
Gotcha. What is that?
That's YBOA. Youth Basketball
okay.
of America.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right,
dope,
come
dope.
On, man.
Come on. That's
I'm
what's up.
I'm acting
up
going crazy.
Come on. That's what's
yeah.
up.
Yeah. But I played all that, you know what I mean? I played college ball too, high school as well. So
gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's take it back, man. Marbert Road.
Oh.
Cherokee Valley.
Oh.
Glenwood.
Yeah.
South Howard.
Okay.
Lithonia.
Yeah.
East side of Atlanta.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
Everything.
Come on, man.
East side
on,
of everything.
Man. Come on.
You know what
come
I'm saying?
On.
You don't
yes,
get
sir.
No greater than
come
the
on now. Come
you know
on.
What I'm saying?
Yes,
Lithonia,
sir.
They be on you.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
That's it. That's
yeah,
it, bro. For
sure.
For sure.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
sure.
yeah, yeah.
Devin, you already said, you know, like coming up, man, you know, y'all was outside. Y'all was outside.
Outside,
for sure.
For sure. We was outside. We went outside. We was outside.
Outside. Wow.
Yeah, we was outside.
Had to bring you inside. Contain, bro. Come on, bro. It's different. Bro, I know. That's different.
Come on,
different.
Man.
That's
real. Get some water, man.
Yes.
I don't get these folks too much.
That's real,
you know
bro. Man, you have any
yeah.
siblings?
Huh?
Any siblings?
Yeah, I got one brother and two sisters.
Gotcha. For sure. Where do you fall?
I am. Well, my dad has the two girls. So
okay.
I'm the youngest on my dad's side. But on my mom's side, I'm the oldest.
Gotcha.
Me
okay.
and my little brother grew up together, kind of.
For sure.
You know, he's younger, but.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. What was your favorite subject? In high school, middle school, elementary school?
You know what, man? I really like social studies.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Bro, you the first person I've heard say social studies. It's either
I know
science
that crazy,
math.
Ain't it?
That is. Gotcha.
Nah, I got into math as I got old. I hated math, really.
Gotcha.
In school, because I just felt like they were making us do a lot of shit that didn't really matter.
It won't
all
even
them
benefit
goddamn
you. That's real, bro.
Formulas
that's
and
a
shit.
Fact. That's a fact.
Yo, just regular division, adding, subtracting,
gotcha.
Multiplying.
That's real.
That's what we use in life.
Come on.
That's but right. I understand, you know, it help you solve problems and
right.
things like that. But social studies was good, man, because I like geography.
Gotcha.
That's
gotcha.
You know what I'm saying.
That's
and,
real.
I like history.
Come on. That's
you
right.
Know?
That's right.
Even now, I like to watch documentaries and things like that. So. I feel like if you study leaders of the past.
Go ahead, bro. You're saying something. Go ahead. Go
you
ahead.
You could learn so much about the future.
That's a fact. That
you
was
know?
A bar, too.
Come on, man.
Look, man.
Look, man. That's another one.
That's a bar, bro.
That's another one, man. God, I do this all day.
That was a bar.
That's another one.
Come on,
shit,
bro.
This shit, I'm on fire. This shit gonna be on fire when I leave this motherfucker. Come on, man. Bro. What the fuck? Come on, man. I'm gonna smoke me one as soon as I leave this bitch.
Let's take a break.
Come on,
bro.
Man. Take him back.
Let's take him back to high school, man.
Do what you gotta do.
Let's take him back to high school. Let's talk about this one infamous talent show. You performed a song called Southern P.I.
For sure.
What did that do for your confidence as a young man in high school in front of his peers?
Through the roof.
Come on.
Won the talent show. Went on to win other talent shows and be featured. You know, got a deal.
Gotcha.
It was before the internet.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead. That means
see, hanging on there. I don't even be talking about that, bro. Because, see, I don't want to feel like sometimes come out like you bragging, but
no,
it was before the internet. This shit been popping, so fame and stuff like that don't really faze me like that.
Gotcha. You know, it's real.
I brought my little brother out on stage.
Come on, that's what's up.
Definitely. You know, he got his shine
on. Yeah, that's it. That's dope.
He knew the song. The whole crowd knew the song.
Gotcha.
I used to sell my CDs in school for $1.
Come on.
You know,
back then that dollar was something. Don't y'all, just the viewers don't get
print
it
them up.
Come on, that's real. Come on, bro.
Buy me a printer. You know what I'm saying? The putting the label on the CD.
That's it, bro.
Put that mug in the little thing I sent in school for $1. Cause I wanted everybody to have it. It went, some people saying that shit $5, $10. Like, no, I'm selling shit for $1.
Wow. The quality was there. You knew the music, the quality was there. You was focused on the quantity. Because the quantity would reach the masses.
You got to hear this.
So you actually, we're going to get into all that. Your entrepreneurship, your spirit comes from early on.
Come on, man.
Early on.
I was in candy in school.
Wow.
Yo.
Wow.
Before that, I used to sell candy in school in the hallways.
Just like that.
For real. I had hot fried, honey browns.
He said, man.
Snickers.
Real. That's real.
And I had everything.
Come on now.
Drinks.
That's real, bro.
Principal called me to the office. You know what I'm saying? Come one day to take my bag, but
gotcha.
I got good at that shit.
Gotcha.
Yo, but I had everything.
Come on, bro. Come on. And that's something, you know, I even saw in the previous interviews, man. You said, you know, I mowed grass, I washed cars. You was
everything.
A hustler, bro. You did everything, bro. Like you knew, like, where do you get that from? Where do you contribute that from? You know, somebody in the family or somebody on the block? Where do you get that from?
I think from my mom.
Gotcha. Come on, man. Shout out to mom. That's dope. That's dope, bro.
My mom used to work two jobs, fly to New York.
Gotcha.
Get purses.
Gotcha.
Come back, sell them.
Gotcha. Oh, that was, bro. I remember those days.
Yeah.
I remember that was the thing.
My mom did that. Her homegirl would go do that. Yeah, so I grew up just being real independent.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? I come home, I cook a meal, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I go play, come back. Mom come back later on, so I learned how to do a lot of things. And just grew up,
early. Fill in the blank. In high school, I was known as the kid that
was popular.
Come on, it's real. It's real, bro. That's real.
Yeah.
Looking back in high school, hindsight, what was your dream car around 9th grade, 10th grade? What was that dream car? Mine was a 95 Jetta. I wanted a 95. I just had to have a Jetta. What was yours?
Nah, we was riding Regals and Cutlass.
That's real.
I had a Regal, pearl white Regal.
For sure.
Grand National Rallies.
Come on.
Duels on
the rallies?
Back. Yeah. But you know, that's
come on,
growing
come on.
Up, you know, I just always wanted them tight cars. So when I got 11th grade, 10th grade, that's what
you
we
got. That's real, for sure, for sure. Mm. If you could go back and talk to your 18-year-old self, what would you tell him?
I'd probably say, save all your money.
Wow.
Everything.
Just.
Yeah, because it made so much sense. You know when they used to come in school and be like, if you save this much.
Bro, compound interest, bro.
They told everybody that. They probably still tell people that
they
now.
Did. They did.
And
they
everybody
did.
Didn't listen to that shit. Maybe a few people did.
Right, some folks did.
Maybe.
Bro,
like,
that's real.
A few people, but majority of people didn't take that serious.
Gotcha. Yep. Bro, that's real. When I was in high school, I worked at Dairy Queen amongst Afghanistans and Indians.
Mm.
They live on 30% of their money. They bank 70%. And they used to tell me then, no, we don't spend more than we have to. You know, we got Hondas out here in the parking lot and cash. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they their next door neighbor was Dominique Wilkins.
Damn.
That's how they live. You know, yeah, like they all come to own a mansion. Sense, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, bro, that's real. That's real. Sense, for sure, man. Bro. For sure, man. You, let's get into the stage name.
Okay.
Scotty ATL.
Facts.
The ATL came simply from
Twitter.
Twitter and Facebook having too many Scotties.
Yeah. Originally.
And a legend was born.
Yeah.
Just like that, bro. Yeah. Just like that.
Originally, that's how it happened.
How did you know, like, you wanted to go with that and stay with that?
When I started going places and they would announce my name, it had a ring to it.
It does, bro. It, bro, like,
you know what I mean?
It does.
It had a ring to that's it, which I didn't really understand, but it made sense. You know, I feel like my persona,
right,
you know, is ATL.
That's real, bro.
You know, so. Real. It just fitted and gotcha. It stuck.
Come on, that's real. Legend was born, man. Did you always feel you was born for entertainment? Do you always feel like you was born for that?
Gotcha. I would say that.
Gotcha, for sure.
Yeah, I would say that.
Why is it that, you know, recording artists, entrepreneur. Of course, everybody's had their first jobs and things like that, but
right.
You know, why is it that you felt like, you know, like that's just not me? Most recording artists know, they like, you know, I might have to work a 9-to-5, things like that, but you know, confiding to the man's rules, why did you feel like, you know, this is what I want to be? Why was that?
I guess I feel like if I'm working a 9-to-5 job, you know, only they gonna be able to get rich. You know? And so
when I
started doing my own thing, I was like, just even the way like you treat it when you work a job. You know, it's like it's like a thing, man.
You saying something. Go ahead, bro.
You know. So like in creating my own stuff, I wanna create opportunities for people to like be able to grow in this space.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for people to be able to get rich.
That's right, bro.
You know
what
I'm saying? That's my goal.
Come on.
I feel like that's just a lot better.
You know?
And it's like, it just makes more sense in general. Yeah.
You know, like someone, you know, like your value, your worth, man. Someone to put that dollar amount on your value and your worth. You know, we all got to start from somewhere, but to fight out of that is the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's real.
Nah, that's real. Respect. It takes a lot of discipline.
It does.
You know, it takes a lot of hard work. But I'm very dedicated and organized when it comes to, I work all day like harder than I would if I was working at a job.
Gotcha.
I feel like I would just be limiting.
Yep. Just, yep.
You know?
Exactly.
Just
yeah.
Working on one task, like the same.
Real.
You know?
That's right.
I used to do collections.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
And so we would just sit at the screen all day. And we would just call the same. Yeah, I can't even believe I did that.
Right.
Yeah.
No
disrespect to nobody working collection, because I get it.
You was the robot before the robot, in a sense, bro. You staring at the screen and just.
Yeah.
All right, man. Yeah, bro. Like,
yeah. So now, though, like, I'm doing stuff that matters, you know, not only to me, but to others.
That's real.
To the world.
That's right.
To the culture. You know, it makes a lot more sense.
Come on, respect. Definitely, man. Little off topic, man. Killer Mike.
For
just
sure.
Won three Grammy Awards.
Crazy.
For best rap performance, best rap song, and best rap album.
Crazy.
A friend of yours as well.
For sure.
How do you feel knowing, so, like, bro, that's, you know, that's the epitome. You like,
man.
How do you feel like knowing that came true for another Atlanta native, and that someone you know personally, and that's not saying, let me not get it twisted.
Yeah.
That ain't the goal. You know what I'm saying? But just to have the accolade.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, just in general, it shows that if you keep going,
go ahead,
that you can achieve it.
That's real, bro.
And not only just that, because I don't want to say the Killer Mike just kept going, but he believed. You know, he really put his faith out there.
Wow.
To other people.
Right.
That he was going to win.
Wow, bro, that's real.
You know?
Yeah, like,
and I thought that was dope, you know, for people to see.
To see it.
You know, somebody be able to do that. I feel like that's great, man.
It is, but, bro.
Well, you can't ask for nothing better
for
than
sure.
that.
For sure.
And he from Atlanta.
From Atlanta.
And,
come on, bro. Come on.
He that's right up the street. That's and right. he inspired me, come like, on. So many things. So,
that's
like,
right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's real, bro.
That's major. I mean, it just opens up your mind to be able to believe
that's right.
even bigger.
That it's possible.
Yeah.
And humbly, we look at you the same way.
Well, that's crazy.
That's it's possible. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, yeah, you know, like people say the old fashioned, it's levels to this shit.
Right.
It's levels to this shit.
Nah, that's
so, yeah, it's, yeah, for
I
real,
appreciate
bro.
That.
Respect,
for real,
man, respect.
For
real. So you don't know, like, you know, well, you do know, but I'm just saying it's this these levels that people reach, man, and it's like you know, cause you know, Killer Mike could possibly be looking at Jay-Z like, man, he got 30 of them. You know what I mean? Like, so
right.
it's like it's just levels, but
nah,
we all
real.
In real time, yeah, bro, you're a legend. Everything you're doing, have done, and about to do for this city. For this Southeast region, bro, I'm excited to be a part of the journey, bro. For real.
Man,
respect,
thank you.
Bro.
I appreciate
for sure,
that, for
bro.
Real.
You know
yeah,
it. For sure,
going,
man. For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, you actually, you know, and I'm going to get into all this, bro. Like, your whole, you have a collaborative, you know, project with B.O.B.,
mm-hmm.
you know, Live and Direct you have, bro.
Man.
Like, you know some of the biggest, you know, in cahoots with everybody, bro. Like, your career, and it don't, like, now, you know, and we're going to get into everything else, but your career now, bro, like, what you're doing now, we spoke off camera about 2024, everything
yeah,
you got
yeah,
going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it's gonna go down.
Yeah, it's about to go down. Like, for your fans, what's some things you're gearing up towards, you know, in 2024?
Well, I just started acting.
Come on, bro.
It's crazy, right? So,
go ahead, bro.
It feel weird even just saying
say
that, you know, because right. I feel like it could be so capped.
Gotcha.
Right? Everybody acting, you know what I'm saying, which is great. I just did my first two movies.
Come on, man.
I'm excited about.
Gotcha.
My first one was with Tara J. Vaughn.
Okay, gotcha.
Charity Jordan.
Come on.
Shout out to her for having me in
Let's
the movie.
Do it.
Her
Let's
and
do
Justin.
It.
Griff is in the movie as well. And then I shot a short film. Treasure P.
Gotcha.
Is in the film.
Oh, it's a Treasure P. Okay, gotcha. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Dope,
and then
bro,
I
dope.
Recently just started shooting in some Country Wayne skits.
Classic, bro.
You know,
Come
so
on,
I
bro.
Just started doing that. So. That's gonna be coming out
on,
real
that's
soon
what's
too.
Up, bro. That's what's
so
up.
Yeah, I'm excited about
I'm about
it,
to
man.
Say, yeah, how does that feel? Like, you know,
man,
like in the sense of bro, like
it's dope, man.
Your
like,
career is taking on all these trajectories, man. Like,
yo,
how does that feel? Like knowing that it's
man,
limitless.
You know, man. The crazy thing is, like, and I keep saying this, and I'm playing, but I'm kind of not playing.
Gotcha.
Is that I feel like I'm gonna be like Denzel Washington. You
say
know,
it, bro.
Yeah, because I'm good at it.
Come on.
You know what I mean? I am good at it, and it's natural, you know? But I'm learning the skills because I see a lot of times they talk about, like, how rappers and entertainers get into the acting world.
Absolutely.
And they don't respect the craft.
Gotcha.
And so that's something that I'm taking real serious. I went to acting class last weekend.
Man, come on. How was that?
Tara J. Vaughn.
Come on, that's dope. How was that experience?
Like, man, it was super dope.
Gotcha.
It was my first time going to acting class in person,
right?
But it was my third class that I had been in.
Gotcha.
I
okay.
went to two classes when I was in LA.
Okay, dope.
You
dope.
Know,
that's dope.
Class called Howard Fern.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are
you
Howard Fern?
You gonna sign up with any
school.
Agency or anything, or are you just gonna?
Well, yeah, man. Hopefully, I can get me like a real dope agent.
Come on.
And I could just blow up.
Come on, bro.
You know
Come
what
on.
I'm saying, but. You know, man, it's just weird, you know, because, like, all day I'm in business world and I'm working. And so this is a different side of Scotty that I didn't even really know exists, you know what I'm saying,
bro.
Too. So it's going to be dope, man, when some of this shit come out. I think
real.
People are going to be surprised.
From Candler Road, Melrose, Hollywood.
Come on, man, stop playing.
That's
exactly
real, bro. That's real, bro.
Man,
that's
crazy.
Come on, bro.
That's
something
crazy,
though,
man.
That's inspiring, bro. That's inspiring for real, bro. For
yeah
real.
Man, it's
definitely,
crazy, man.
Definitely that's inspiring.
Yeah,
man.
It's crazy, man.
Ben, what do you think the game is missing right now from your lens, your perspective? What do you think the game is missing?
When you say the game, you talking about entertainment
just as a whole, and then we're gonna come into subcategories too.
I think the game is missing vulnerability.
Bro, you saying something. And I want to get into that dope ass vulnerable track, like just you see Lil K Camp as well. We're gonna get into that too.
Right, right.
But
right.
just on some grown man shit, bro. Like you
yeah.
like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. real, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, yeah.
Everybody,
speak on that, yeah.
Everybody's an expert, and it makes it hard to listen and grow, you know, when everybody's an expert, you know. Even from the higher ups, you know, to the bottom down.
Right, right, in the basement, right.
Yeah, it's like nobody wants to be wrong, nobody wants to be taught, nobody wants to learn.
Gotcha.
You know, and I think that's like the start of growth, you know, right. Being able to admit that I don't know.
No. Wow, bro.
You yeah. know what I'm saying?
Right, that's a fact.
Whether, and keeping it real, that's whether you in politics.
Right.
Or right. you in entertainment.
Right.
Or you just married.
Right, bro.
You say know that. What I'm saying?
Say
like,
that, bro, that's a fact.
Yeah, it could help. It could help a lot of. It could help a lot of people.
Humility goes a long way, as they say.
Yeah,
that's real.
Yeah.
And just like you know, through my research, man, you said, bro, I fucked up 100 grills.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of money on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
On stuff that I had to learn.
Facts.
How to do this. I had to learn, you know, recording. You know, like everything. Could have been recorded on a Walmart mic, anything for years. You know, like, yeah, I got to learn how to build my craft. But it takes a level of humility. Just like you say with anything, bro. That's top notch, bro. For real.
Nah,
that's why
for
you,
real,
that's,
man.
Bro, like, that's why you're going far, bro. Because, like, even with the acting, like,
yeah.
No, I need
I don't know everything.
Gotcha.
I don't ever want to say I know everything.
Wow.
I think that's the key.
That's the, bro, like, I just, bro.
Man, why you want to know everything?
Bro, go ahead, bro. Bro, fool, the camera was in
man, here. You know how much pressure it is, man?
To know everything. So the wise man knows nothing.
Man, that's some real, of the richest bro. People in the world don't know everything.
Don't know everything.
And they understand it.
Yeah.
So,
bro, that's right.
And I heard Jay-Z say this one time. He said that knowing what beat not to pick is just as valuable as knowing what beat to pick.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So bro, you gotta know when, you know, when you don't know.
When
it's not time to press play on that.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
That's real. Scotty ATL, dating back a year, what's something you learned about yourself?
Dating back a year, I learned about myself that I had more influence than I thought I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Around this time last year, we was gearing up to do South by Southwest.
Right.
And I did my biggest event that I think that I've ever done. Bun B was the headliner.
Come on.
It was an official South by Southwest stage.
Right, gotcha.
And it was crazy.
Gotcha.
I mean, we had everybody came through. Sauce Walker came through, DJ Scream with the Fat Trail, Michael Montana, Drummer Boy. Man, I could keep going. It was many people, the Akeem Ali. It was crazy.
Cause you, in a sense, you're saying you didn't know the influence because you're very much in the moment, in a sense.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, the fly on the wall, you know, you can mention Big Gip and CeeLo in the same sentence, and we looking at you like, you talking to, like, you know, like,
right.
You're sitting in the studio with Big Boy, you know, like, and we're like, you know, like,
man,
but that's your, not saying it's a norm, but that's your company. And sometimes we may not recognize the company.
Yeah, I think
that's
so,
real,
man.
Bro.
I think that event really showed me, like, let me shake the room up then.
Come on.
I have the ability to connect the country.
Go ahead. Wow.
You know, in different ways. And so I'm like, cool, let me continue to do this and work this. And so I did more events. I ended up doing a tour on my own, Show Your Grill tour.
Come on, man, that's what's up.
That we did.
Gotcha.
And here we are now.
Come on.
We did Rock the Bells Cruise.
Right, gotcha. Yeah. How was that experience, bro? How was that?
That was real dope. That was real dope because I didn't think that some of those people really knew who we were.
Gotcha.
You know, because I'm the youngest guy in the room, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
And so, you know, but they knew who we were.
Wow.
They knew who I was. And then a lot of people on the cruise, you know, some people were older, man. Young people, old people came up,
right.
You know, and they was excited that we were there.
That's dope, bro. That's
you know,
dope. Come
we
on.
Follow y'all on Snapchat.
Yeah. Ooh, wow,
I'm like,
bro.
Man, for real. So yeah.
That's dope, bro.
That was
cool.
That's dope, man. That was real cool.
Definitely. We spoke on what you learned about yourself in the last year. What's mm-hmm. something you learned about those around you in the last year?
I learned that I have friends.
Go ahead.
But I identified a smaller group of friends.
Right.
And I learned that you got different friends for different things.
Right, of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course, definitely.
You got some people you can call to hang out with.
Right.
And you got some people you can call when you going through something with your family.
That's right, for sure.
You know, you got some partners you might hit when, you know, you want to smoke one.
That's real.
And you got some partners you hit if you got a question about business.
Right, that's right.
You know, and so I think before I used to just clump it all in one thing, as friends. But right. now I realize yes. that every you don't have to do everything with everybody.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask you, you know, fill in the blank, the older I get, the less I, but I think that kind of sums into it. But the older I get, the less I...
The lesser I doubt.
Bar.
Yo.
Bar. That's real, bro.
Believe it.
Less I doubt.
Yeah.
Wow. That's real, bro.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, man. You, in your, as an entrepreneur, what's the most important personality trait you think you must possess to do what you do?
I think you have to be intuitive. That's been the word of the day. I ain't
That's
gonna
a bar. That's real.
I had this in another
Go
conversation
ahead. Yeah.
earlier today.
Go ahead.
Yeah, most millionaires, most people that make big money moves understand energy, and they understand how things feel.
Wow.
You know?
Saying something.
And it's not really talked about a lot because people, you know, you can make more money selling the idea that if you do this, this, and this, you know. But a lot of times the weather changes, things move around.
Right.
You start off with an idea and somewhere you gonna get a throw in and you
that's
gotta
a
get
fact.
A wrench
that's
somewhere
that's
enough
a,
for this shit to be
right.
Right.
That's right. That's a fact.
Yeah, it don't.
Fact.
In my mind, if I got a good something happened good, if something don't just kind of
go ahead, I know you about
you feel what I'm saying.
It's too perfect. I don't want it.
Like, yeah, because you gotta make a mistake in order to get
that's
right.
Fact. That's a fact.
You gotta
that's
make right. a mistake, right. you know. But So that's what I'm on.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha, bro. Gotcha, man. You, you know, Scotty ATL, the recording artist, entrepreneur, father. Are you making time for yourself?
Yes. That's not as much time as I would like.
Gotcha.
But so far in 2024,
right.
we in February, halfway, not even halfway,
right.
for real. Now in the month of January, I took a lot of time for myself.
That's good. Is that something you made a vow, like, you know, like 2024, I got to start doing this, putting a little bit of time for me, or is that something you kind of decided, like?
Nah, I won't say that I said 2024, I'm going to make more time for me. I'm not a real big resolutions guy.
Likewise.
No, I don't really like that.
Likewise.
I don't think they should even do that shit.
I got you. It's just something to hope for. It's like, you know, like what I said with the wine. It's just something.
That
like,
shit, okay. Right, Don't do that. No more.
After 26.
Don't
no
do
more.
That. Over it. No more resolutions. Cut that shit out, man. You going to do it or you ain't.
You going to do it in July.
Yeah. You going to do this shit or you ain't going to do it.
That's real.
And 9 times out of 10, if you weren't doing it before the year started. My boy, that shit ain't coming out there. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
Yeah,
bro, that's
for
real.
Sure.
For sure.
Yeah, it's over with.
For sure, man.
Yeah.
Let's talk David Banner, man.
Oh, that's my guy.
Come on, bro. Come
yeah, that's
on,
my
man.
Guy. I fuck with David Banner.
I know you do.
I'm fairly treated underpaid, black man. You still a slave, black man. But you ain't gotta be going invest in some property.
If a nigga shoot your boy, you gon' murk the whole trap. And if a cracker do the same, you gon' talk shit and rap.
How is he inspired you in this life, man? Like, how is he, you know, big brother? Like, speak on that relationship, man.
Well, actually, I met David Banner when I first was like getting into music. Oh, at Mixo. Mixo introduced me to David Banner.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I was at the Like a Pimp video shoot.
Classic.
Yeah. Well, David Banner and Lil Philip.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was there. Me and Mixo. Mixo took me there. I was rocking with Mixo at the time. For those who don't know, Mixo produced Shawty Swing My Way.
Wow.
So Mixo was really like introducing me into the scene. Mixo took me to the mall, helped me get an outfit for the Like a Pimp video.
That's dope, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I remember this shit, man. Yeah, shout out to Mixo.
That's dope, bro.
I remember being out with David Banner. He was on some wild shit one night. He gonna laugh when he see this, but I remember him just pouring. He was pouring. I got all out like in the crowd, like it was crazy. But fast forward to linking back up with him,
right.
When I first started my grill shop,
right.
David Banner was a big reason why I kept going. Because I was going through a lot during that time when I first was getting going.
Gotcha.
And I would call David Banner like, man, look, you know, I feel like giving up. David Banner be like, man, you got to keep going, man. I'm proud of you. I believe in you. Blah, blah, blah. And he really like encouraged me through a lot of tough
times.
That's
what's up. That's what's up, man. Definitely. Yeah. He's a good guy, man.
Oh, for sure.
He's a good guy. I met him one time. I think 2021 at Walters, man.
Yeah.
Humble soul.
Yeah,
humble
man.
Humble soul, man. For sure. For real sure. That's real, bro.
For sure.
Let's talk your track, Major.
Come on, yes, sir. Man.
Let's get it, man. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Let's talk Major, man. Samples the notorious Erykah Badu track, Didn't You Know, bro.
Yeah. Like,
and it's so subtle in there, too. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
I love it. I love it, man. It features, you know, Southside legend, CeeLo Green,
mm-hmm.
Northside Atlanta legend, K-Camp.
Mm.
How did you know they was perfect for that track as a feature with you, bro? That song came out dope. Came out very dope.
And then, hold on now, you got to shout out Cassius J. Because Cassius J and Meal Ticket produced it.
Gotcha. Come on, man.
Cassius J, legendary.
Gotcha.
Too.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
My boy JL engineered that.
Come on,
thing.
That's what's up. Definitely.
But you said, how did we get it going?
Well, yeah, how did you know that they was like, how did you know they was the ones like for that vision?
Well, I'm just following. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm on that wave. I'm never really just trying to, you know what I'm saying? So me and K-Camp just working, you know, doing our thing. I was talking to him about doing the grill. I'm pulling up at the shop at his spot.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Like he got a studio. So I pull up at his studio. We were chopping it up about something. And we was talking about doing some grills and stuff for his team and for his whole people,
gotcha.
Et cetera, et cetera. I like, man, let me play the track for you, man.
Hard.
Played the track and he loved it.
That's dope.
You know what I'm saying?
Grown man music.
He loved it.
That's
you
real.
Know what
that's
I'm saying?
Real.
So I sent him the record. It didn't take him, I can't even remember how long it was, maybe a day or two.
Right.
And he sent it right back. You know what I'm saying? And so he was vibing. I really wanted to get him like on the chick record.
Gotcha.
You know.
Notorious K-Camp.
Yeah, he liked that song though.
But the crazy part is people forget that K-Camp is a spitter.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
He slid on that beat though.
He did, bro.
Yeah,
he did. That's a fact.
He did. He did. He really
that's
did.
That's real, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely, man.
Yeah, yeah. And so CeeLo, kind of the same thing. Like, I'm just pulling up on CeeLo. I'm working with him on some stuff.
Right, gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? And
wow. It's a great company, man.
Me and CeeLo was talking about something, and he told me about the sample. And how that song was like one of his favorite songs.
Classic, bro.
Like, man, let me send it to you, man. And so I did. And I ain't gonna lie, like, I really didn't want to do it because these are my partners, man. Sometimes, like, I don't like missing it.
I got you.
I don't want people to feel like, like, I'm trying to get something
gotcha.
From you. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
I
like,
understand.
We kick it. Because some of my partners, we ain't even did no music before.
Gotcha.
Or maybe it been a long time since we done music, you
know? Right.
So, I sent him to CeeLo and he was like, this shit crazy.
Bro. That's exactly, you know? Bro, for real.
And so he ended up at Corey Moe's spot and Corey Moe recorded him.
That's dope.
Boom, they sent it to
just
me.
Just like that.
And It was together.
Just like that. Come on, bro. Come on, man. Yeah. That's what's up. Any plans or anything? Was any plans for a video? Anything? Or?
Yeah, man. We're gonna turn it up. Like, come on. we getting everything. We getting everything
together.
That's
right. Yeah, right. Perfect time. Right. That's together. Right. That's right. Perfect time, together. Bro. Yeah. That's what's up. Yeah. Bro, let me ask you, man. As an artist, do you still believe it's about the art?
Yeah.
Come on.
More than it's about the art, it's about quality, which definitely, you know, signifies the same
thing. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and whatever you do, it should always be about quality.
Come on, bro. That's right.
You know, so if you're doing art, yeah, it need to be about that.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm thinking.
Gotcha. And as speaking on that, as it being about the art, how do you feel about the game right now? Is it artistic?
I feel like it's artistic.
Everybody just expressing their own?
Everybody's expressing their own, you know, their own way.
That's right.
I mean, to be totally honest, man, I listen to some different shit most of the time.
Yeah, I've saw, you know, through interviews. Saying? You don't barely listen to rap. Like, you listen to everything.
It ain't even that. Like, I listen to rap. Like, I love Larry June.
Right,
like, I love a certain thing. I love that shit. But like, when I'm on my beat, like, I'm just kind of trying to do something different than I never done before in my life. So when I get time, I'm listening to books.
Go ahead, bro.
You know, or some type of like shit. They put some positives, whatever. And it ain't in that I'm telling nobody to do what I'm doing. I ain't on there. I ain't preaching shit.
Right, right.
I'm just trying something to see how far I can personally go. Cause I want to train my mind and think a certain way.
Wait, bro, that's real.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here listening to you. I'm like, yeah, bro, like recording artists, entrepreneur, grills.
Yeah.
Actor, like, bro, like,
I want to train my mind.
Come on, bro.
Man, I'm trying to go there.
Bro, that's a
for real.
For real.
Yeah. I'm trying to go there for real.
Respect. Yeah. You are a dad. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
From Research Twins, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Man, how has fatherhood shaped you into the man you are now?
I love my kids.
Come on, bro. Come on.
Yeah, I love my kids. I feel like fatherhood helps you to, it lights a fire up under your ass.
Bro, that's a fact.
You know, it helps you to do things that you maybe thought you would never be able to do.
It's real.
It's like having the rent due every day.
Bro,
you know what I'm saying?
Bro,
like
bars, bro. I hope y'all giving bars, right? Bro, that's real.
Yeah.
I love that expression, bro.
Yeah.
Wow.
You gotta go out and get it. Yeah. So, you know, I seen guys who not that serious, had them kid, boy, and, you know, shape it up. And then some people don't. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Some people don't, you know, people don't really do it. But for me, I think it's important because my dad was in my life. I would go chill with my dad in the summertime.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know.
Gotcha.
But throughout the year, I was with my mom.
Gotcha.
So, like, what I'm doing is being in my kid's life.
That's right.
More often. That's
definitely
my goal.
That's right.
You know
sure
what I'm saying? So,
sure.
And shout out to my dad. We spend a lot of time. I talk to him every day.
That's what's up, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So,
definitely. Yeah. Sometimes things line up, man. And it's amazing how life kind of lines up.
Yeah.
It's like it is, man. Like, just gaining respect for certain things after a while.
Yeah. You'll never know what people been through.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? You be mad at your parent about something, and you don't know what they been through. So instead of being mad at them about how they might, you know, be acting, maybe you can ask some questions.
Bro, but it takes number one, it takes a humble mind and maturity to even know that. Because now at this age, you're like, man, my parents, they were just.
Come on, man.
They were just some 22-year-olds, 25-year-olds trying to go through this stuff. Bro, like, that's major.
Yeah, I was going
to
do this shit.
Trying to figure it out. Bro, that's real.
Man, I know social media. Nobody can just. You know, bro, they couldn't just.
That's real. That's
you
real.
You got to get out there and work for real.
That's real, bro. That's real.
Shit.
Man.
Can you imagine that?
Bro, it's different. It's
different. God damn, boy. This society, they ain't ready for that. It's so many side hustles you can just make money off of social media and shit. If everybody just had to work a regular job,
at the post office, like, bro, like.
That'll humble a lot of people, though.
Bro.
Work out, though. It probably would.
It would.
Yeah.
Industrialize some folks, bro. You're right, though. You're saying something real, though. You're right.
That'll be funny, yeah.
Eddie's Gold.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Grills by Scotty.
Mm.
Thanks for calling Grills by Scotty. How may I help you?
Wow.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm.
Mm. You drop a couple of those bombs, man.
Mm.
How does that feel, bro? Like, just, I'm a fan talking to you. How does that feel, bro? Like, to be in that type of company, bro? Like,
man, you know what? It feels good to just even hear it. I think because we still in grind mode.
Gotcha.
You know, it's like, it's appreciated for sure.
Right.
But it's almost like, I feel like we still in the game. Not to say that they not still in the game.
No.
I fought with Journey now.
Of course.
You know, but the young energy.
Yes, bro.
You know, and the creative energy and just the culture building, like, it's bigger than just making gold teeth.
Bro, you're putting smiles, bro. Like, you're bro,
come
it's
on,
different,
man.
Bro. It is. It's, bro, like, you know.
It's different.
You know, like, bro, it's different.
Yeah, man. I feel bro. Like that. But I'm also smart enough to know that, you know, we are being used as vessels in a bigger picture.
That's major to even say that, bro. Like, you know, bro. Like,
I get it.
You get it.
Yeah, it's you know, we in the moment, but in the bigger picture, you know, we are helping push culture along.
Right.
You know, for not only Black people, but just people of expression in general.
Right.
You know,
that's what it is. Expression.
Yeah. Man, yeah, man.
That's all, bro. Like, I'm saying, thinking about the snap bracelet, thinking about the friendship bracelet, thinking about, bro, that stuff. This is real.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
Like, yeah, bro.
We bring people together.
Bro, that's amazing, bro. Like, that's what it is, bro.
Yeah.
Respect, bro. I respect that, bro. Scotty, you something, bro. You something different, bro.
Thank you, man.
You and your whole team, bro. Y'all something different, bro.
Like, appreciate it, man.
And if nobody told y'all in the last hour, man, I appreciate what y'all do for the city, for the culture, because it's putting smiles on people's faces, and that's major.
That's right.
That's major, y'all, for sure. That's what's up. Shout out to the team, man. That's real, y'all. That's real, man.
That's what's up.
In 2014, you begin making your grills.
Yeah.
You started making grills.
I started making grills then.
To promote an album.
Yeah.
Bro, like, what?
Yeah.
That right there, let me know you was on something. Your mindset wasn't, you know, it wasn't on the collections.
Yeah.
You know, like, your
I was doing
was
streams,
bro.
Yeah. I was doing streams.
Wow.
And I was just giving people tips every day on how they could build multiple streams of income.
Gotcha.
And I was doing the grill shop to be more like an activation that was like 2 Chainz was doing for the pink house.
Yes. Wow. You know? Gotcha.
Shout out to 2 Chainz.
I always saw him put strategies,
you know, to what he was doing.
Marketing.
Yep.
Right.
And I was like, man, you know what? I'm gonna do me a grill shop. And I was already doing gold tea, you know, anyway. And it just took off so fast. I had to just stop doing music for a couple months.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it flooded. Like, it was like, wait a minute.
It was going crazy. It was going so crazy, man. I had, and this was before I had systems and processes and everything.
Gotcha.
So
it was really,
like, man, I would get back to the shop at 10:30.
Gotcha.
And I might have about 10 people there, sometimes between 10 and 15 people waiting on their grills.
Wow. You saying this is 10:30 p.m. or a.m.?
10:30 p.m.
Wow.
Waiting on the grill, man, the shot. And then I ain't gonna even lie, like, at first, again, like, the process went in. Now, so sometimes people be waiting and they weren't ready yet.
Gotcha.
And they just come back.
Right.
You know,
wow.
Yeah, it was crazy like that when I first started.
As a Black man in Atlanta, entrepreneur, dealing with his brethren, dude, a lot of people come at you for, like, bro, come on, what's up with the hookup, bro? Like, come on, fuck with me.
Oh, yeah. Still today, bro, how does people, you know what, man?
How do you deal with that,
I love my people too,
come
man.
Come on.
Man, gold, people don't even realize gold is gold.
Gold.
It's real gold.
Real,
this shit is gold.
Real. Yeah. Bro, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, this,
bro,
this more than this dollar material. Bill in your
bro,
pocket.
Bro, that's a fact. You
yeah,
saying
this
something.
Gold.
You saying something, that's a fact.
Yeah, but, you know, but at the same time, like, you know, certain people, I understand marketing. I understand advertisement.
Right.
You know, and I understand just climate.
Gotcha.
You know, so
right. We
do a good job. Since we've started of just staying within culture and climate.
Gotcha.
You know, and from between artists, actors, right. Athletes, you know, we
right. Because sometimes you have to spend money to make money. Sometimes you gotta put, you know, like that's just real.
You gotta a lot of time.
That's real. The marketing is, you know, you gotta do it. You gotta do the marketing. That's real.
Yeah.
Speaking of marketing, bro, you actually did 13 grills for the Atlanta Hawks?
Yeah.
Bro, that's crazy, bro. How does that even come about, bro? Like, how does that even,
man,
that's crazy, bro. That's crazy.
So I did a grill for one of the ladies that worked with the Hawks.
Gotcha.
Shout out Melissa.
That's dope. Yeah.
And we was talking one day and she was like, you know what'd be dope if we did grills for the season opener.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, that'll be dope. But to be honest, I thought she was just joking.
Just like,
I thought we was just having conversations.
Right,
you know,
right,
but I was like, nah, for sure, that's hard. Like, and she was like, yeah, I'm gonna call you back. And she called me back maybe like the same day or the next day, for real.
Wow.
And we got on it real fast. I mean, everything happened quick. It was boom, boom, boom. Before I knew it, we was in the Hawks, the Phillips Arena.
Right.
State Farm Arena. Crazy.
Just like
going to the office, the Hawks office, sitting with them, doing the media runs, over the designs,
crazy,
watching the stuff come out in real time.
Right.
It was crazy.
Wow.
Like, that was like a crazy experience.
Just a kid from the East Side. Like, let's bring it all back. Like, you know, in the team, a kid from, like,
crazy.
You know what I'm saying? We grew up Dominique Wilkins, bro. Like, you know, spoil everybody. How does that even, I know that's crazy, bro.
I know. And they put my shirts in the Hawks store.
Wow.
In the arena.
Come on, bro.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I don't know, man. It just
it just you're still not saying you're never, well, now I'm gonna go and say it. You're
living.
Never satisfied, but you're living.
Going back to the first question.
Living.
Yeah.
Wow. Real, bro.
Yeah.
I'm paying the rent every day.
Come on, man.
Come on, bro.
For real.
That's real, bro. That's real.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's speak on the LA store, man. Mm-hmm. On Melrose and Fairfax. Bro, All right, let's not do it. Okay. St. Lennox.
Right.
This is Melrose.
Mm.
You know, how does that come about from an entrepreneur like, man, I gotta get out here? You know, like, how does that even, I need to open up here? Like, how does that even cross an entrepreneur's mind? Like,
I think that, well, before I even thought about doing it, I had been going to LA for like a year.
Gotcha. Okay.
Doing grills at a party called Lemon Pepper Wet.
Mm.
And my dog PK got a grill from me. And he was like, man, you know what? You should come out to Lemon Pepper Wet and do some grills.
Gotcha.
I was like, all right, cool. You know, I had never been there. I didn't know what was going on. It was a southern party in LA on the West Coast.
Gotcha, though. Okay.
So they was like introducing people to Atlanta music, Atlanta DJs, and people that were in LA that were from Atlanta would come out.
Gotcha.
You know, and ride, kick it,
for
dance,
sure,
whatever.
For sure, dope.
So he like, man, he had me set up right at the front. The first night, I did like 30 grills. And
just
I was
like bro, like,
well, to be honest, that's my first time ever doing that many grills in one day.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So I had done 30 grills at this party.
That culture different then. You was like, wait a minute.
Right.
Gotcha.
So I started coming back. And then I, you know, people were getting their grills, they were getting the word out. I come back and I did this for a year straight. And then I started flying with him to Toronto.
Gotcha.
DC.
Come on.
Miami. Just, you know, getting the word out. So when I ended up we started doing very well in with our Kendall Roy location. When I started looking to branch out,
right?
Originally, I wanted to go to New York.
Gotcha.
But New York had a lot of red tape.
Explain.
I was going to New York, maybe for like 3 to 6 months.
Gotcha.
Flying to New York, feeling like I had an offer on on the property.
Right.
And then I get there, and they would tell me like live in person that somebody else got it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, that's what you're saying. Gotcha.
So that happened to me like 2 or 3 times.
Gotcha.
I'm not even exaggerating, like dead serious.
Right, right.
So like, and I'll be flying there to like check out the property.
Right, right.
And they'd be like, man, oh, somebody just got it. I'm okay. Like, what? I was just talking.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
So I ended up being like, okay, let me check out LA.
Uh-huh.
I checked out LA, and then it started moving a lot faster.
Gotcha.
And okay. So I was like, okay. Somebody gave me, it was Karen Civil, actually.
Karen Civil.
Gave me some different,
it's like I know the name, but I don't.
Karen Civil, right, was, you might know her from being around Nipsey Hussle.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
She's like a very big female media.
Right, right, yeah. Right, yeah.
Her, powerhouse, she has, right. Karen Civil TV.
Gotcha, okay. I know the name, I just can't put a face to it. I definitely know the name.
So she was giving me like some tips on some places I can go and check out, and another one of my homegirls was letting me know some different places too.
Gotcha.
And I didn't even know about Melrose.
Gotcha. You mean
I had no idea? I didn't know nothing about it. When I ended up getting the property, I was gonna get another spot on Melrose first.
Gotcha.
And it didn't work out because the guy didn't want to work with us.
Okay.
When he found out we was a grill company.
Oh, okay.
And then when we went down the street further,
right,
we was actually in the best location. But I knew, didn't know nothing about Melrose, so right, dude liked it. He wanted to work with us. We made it happen. And later on, I found out how popular Melrose was.
Right. Melrose is Melrose.
I had no idea, though.
Gotcha.
For real. Or Fairfax, for real. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Bro, you hit the jackpot location-wise.
I had no idea. We was right across the street from Fairfax High School.
Wow.
Yep. Fairfax High School. Yeah.
That's crazy, bro. That's crazy, bro. And you had some of the likes of, you know, J-Lo, Tory Lanez, Issa Rae, of course, the infamous story. Walked in the shop just on being on Melrose.
Crazy, like, man. That's crazy, bro. So many people.
Come on,
so
bro. Many that's people. Dope, man. That's dope. Yep. And you actually, man, you know, with the grills as well, man, like the Steve Harvey show. How did that transpire? Like, how did that even?
Steve Harvey came from, so, crazy story. When I did the two grills for Issa Rae, I did one for her wedding.
Right.
And then I did one for her to wear on the Grammy.
Wow, didn't know that. Gotcha.
Yep.
Didn't know that.
She wore, oh no, the Emmy. I'm sorry.
The Emmys, right, gotcha. Okay, gotcha.
Emmy, not
right,
the Grammy, right. The Emmy. She wore a grill there on the red carpet.
Gotcha.
As well. And so we ended up in People Magazine twice.
Wow.
You know, for those grills. And then a friend of mine was working
right
with Steve Harvey.
Gotcha.
And had just started.
Gosh, we got some good friends.
so we both had this idea, like, okay, like, man, you should pitch this to Steve Harvey. It's like, all right, cool, I'm gonna pitch it. You know what I'm saying? And so they liked the idea.
Wow. Just like that.
That's what happened, actually.
And before you know it, you get a call and you are.
And it became a real thing. But a lot of times. Wow. That's how it happens. I've been on the phone with Nike.
Come on, bro.
I've been on the phone. What? Like, yeah, man. I've been on the phone with so many people, man.
Bro,
like,
pulling the Khaled out here, bro. Like,
yeah, man.
Bro, you going there,
yeah,
bro.
Man. You know, and sometimes wow. I'm like, man, this is crazy. Like, you know, this is real.
It's real.
Yeah, and yeah. You, Puma, Crown Royal.
Come on.
Like you said, the Hawks, the Falcons.
The Falcons.
Yeah, it's crazy. Sometimes I'm just like, man, like.
Through all this, you know, we spoke about, you know, what you learned about yourself in the last year. Like, what are you learning about you? Like, just like, man, like, what are you learning about you in this whole ordeal? Like, bro, like, I am like, you know, the cliche answer is like, anything is possible.
right.
What are you learning though? You know, like.
Yeah, I think that just it's your mind, man. Wow. The mind is so powerful. What you tell yourself, what you believe.
Go ahead.
It's your world.
It's your world. You could do whatever you
it's
want.
It's literally, bro. It is your world.
Wow.
What you tell yourself, what you believe, it is your world.
Wow. That's real.
Yeah. It's how you view it, how you see it. It's your lens. It's, man, yeah.
You had a conversation with Trinidad James.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of, you know, he said something pivotal in your career. He said, you know, you're going to lose some people along the way.
Yeah. He did say that.
How?
Yeah.
Bro.
He did say that. I remember he said that too.
And how does that, you know, just on this journey, knowing that, you know,
that's real,
you're reaching this mountaintop and you're going to lose some people. How do you maneuver? How do you prepare for that?
I think my goal with everyone is to give them my best. And whatever that is. You know, I'm more times than not, I'm willing to help people to the capacity there allow me to help them.
Too. Right. Gotcha.
You know?
Gotcha.
Because I want to see people win.
Right.
You know?
That's right. Right.
So, yeah, you know, I think him saying that it gives me comfortability in knowing that everybody's not going to make it, and that's okay.
And that's okay.
Yeah,
that's
as long as I do what I can do.
Right.
I ain't gonna sink because you want to sink.
Bar. Wow.
Yeah. Hell no. Nah, I ain't gonna do that for sure.
Wow.
Hell no. That ain't never gonna happen.
Gotcha, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you know, and I might let you know 5 or 10 times. Really, people around me say, "Damn, bro. You really be trying to, you know, help people out."
Right.
And
right.
I really do.
Right.
Cause I, in my mind, I really believe in people.
That's
sometimes
right.
Maybe
right.
More than they believe in themselves.
That's right. That's right, bro.
You know?
Right. That's right.
But it's only so far I'm gonna go.
That's right, bro.
Yeah. And then guess what?
You got a drink on your own, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
you missed it. Yeah. You
that's real.
It. Yeah.
Respect,
real shit.
Bro. Respect. I respect that, bro. And I always, bro, like, you know, on this journey, I love to ask certain questions, bro, like, and tap into, because, bro, like, the ones who are really inspired are the ones who will follow that path.
For
so
sure.
To know how they think is really intriguing, bro. Like, because that's real.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Trinidad said to you, like, bro, and hear you say it, bro, like, it's real. It's kind of real, bro. Like, yeah, bro.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Definitely, man. Definitely. Man, Scotty ATL, let me ask you a question, man. Music off, riding down the highway. What's on your mind?
Music off, riding down the highway. I'm thinking about so many things.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead. I know, bro. Real talk. Go ahead.
I'm thinking about my kids.
Go ahead.
I'm thinking about what I gotta do. I'm thinking about what I gotta pay.
Gotcha.
I'm thinking about how I'm gonna do this. I got so much shit going through my mind. Yeah.
It don't stop.
No,
I'm saying the uninspired man, you know, I'm just saying, being honest, he worried about what time the Hawks game come on at 7:30. He trying to make it.
No,
you get what I'm saying? Like you literally, you're thinking about how I could collab with the Hawks.
I'm saying that's real, man. I like to watch the Hawks, but I don't catch the game.
You're always thinking of ways to better yourself and those around you.
For sure.
That's real.
100%.
That's real,
bro. That's real. 100%. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's, bro, I respect that.
Hell yeah.
Bro, I respect that, bro.
Yeah, man, because, you know, it's a point where you get, when you get your foot in the dough,
right.
You got to kick your dough in. And so a lot of people don't understand that. I always tell people that the mentality that I feel like our community has sometimes is to get enough or to be comfortable.
Gotcha.
Go ahead, while bro. Other communities sometimes can think to get rich. And sometimes we can have like a resentment towards the word rich. It feels bad. It feels like you said the wrong thing.
Like you
rich, stuck up, rich,
full of himself.
Yeah, all these different things, when really everything we got, man, from church,
come on,
to politics, to schools, they asking for money.
You're saying something.
Yeah, how we gonna then you want somebody in power who gonna be able to have leadership. So how we gonna do this? Yeah, this don't even make sense. They go back to the math class,
right, gotcha,
and the formulas.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we gotta figure that out.
That's right.
That don't really equate.
No, that's real.
You know what
You're
I'm
right.
saying?
You're right.
Yeah, real
is
talk.
Is that a problem? You know, like just off on that same subject, is that a problem in our community? We've been taught to think that rich is, you know, it comes with a you know, like a stigma or a word of like, you know,
look down
that,
upon.
Right. How'd that person do that? You know, that person is, you know.
You know what, man? There's a book called Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, and it talks about how you can never achieve or have something that you hate or you look down upon.
Wow. Wow. That's really, I never heard it like that.
So
I never,
you
so,
could never you be could rich be, if you hate
you,
rich
if you
people.
Hate rich. Wow, bro.
Real
wow.
talk. Yeah.
It's yeah,
cause see, it's almost like you kinda you like might be secretly a little jealous.
That's bro, it's insecurity. Maybe. Bro, I often say you can be inspired or intimidated. You can't be both. You can't be both. You know what I'm saying, bro? That's one of my favorite sayings, bro. You can be inspired
real,
or intimidated.
Though.
You can't be both. Yeah. That's real, bro. Like, but yeah. That's real. Wow. You open something on that one, bro. For real, bro. Yeah. Scotty ATL, let me ask you, man. Is it better to be loved or respected?
As a man, it's better to be respected. As a female, it's better to be loved.
First person awarded like that. First person awarded like that.
For sure.
First person awarded like that. Respect, bro. Respect. You said it just like that, too. So that's right.
Yeah,
up, bro.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's a wordsmith. That's a wordsmith for
yeah,
sure, bro.
Yeah,
for sure. I respect
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
respect
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Outside of music, entrepreneurship, you know, fatherhood, what's that one thing your fans would be, you know, interested to know that you do? You know, like, you know, what's that one hobby you do that people like, hey, I didn't know he did that?
I like to play basketball.
Gotcha.
Well, I guess you may know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to play video games.
Gotcha. You have a favorite?
NBA 2K.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
I said for sure. And does that kind of put you in a state, just relaxes you, kind of takes your mind off everything?
Yeah.
Gotcha, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
That's real. That's
yeah.
real. That's real.
Yeah.
That's what's up, bro. And married?
Nah.
Would you ever see yourself being married?
I used to be.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Any hopes for the future right now? Are you just strictly?
It's always hope for the future.
Come on, that's real. That's real.
Yeah.
Go ahead, that's real.
Yeah.
Right, for sure, for sure.
Yeah,
gotcha.
It's always hope for the future.
That's it, for sure.
You can't
man.
Never not do that.
Can't
yeah.
never not do that.
No, sir.
That's real.
Yeah.
One place in this world, all inclusive, 1 week, where do you travel?
Man, I've been to the Maldives.
What was that like, bro? What was that like?
Crazy. Life changing. For real, I'll go back.
Wow.
I go back, but I maybe I pick somewhere else out on the map too. But I like the Maldives because it kind of off to the side.
Right, right, right.
Ain't no police. I
wow.
forgot. You know, say something crazy. When I went to the Maldives, I was there for like a week.
Right, right.
I forgot that there was police
in the Maldives.
Like, no.
Oh, you.
I forgot it was police because they don't have police like that over there. So everybody just walking around. Ain't no cars. Ain't riding bikes, they walking. So, you know, after a while, you start, you know,
wow.
just doubting to your environment. It took for me to get back
right.
to the States and to just really get back and to start seeing blue lights again.
Wow.
Yo, real talk. I ain't exaggerating, I'm for real.
What does that do for your mindset? Like, knowing, like, this
like,
place
man.
Is like, okay, like.
Yeah, it's crazy. I said, this is, well, first of all, it's very peaceful.
Yeah, it has to be, right?
Like, you know, it's very peaceful, but it helped me to focus.
Gotcha. We're not having to worry about.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
So that's your spot. That's the spot you would want to just
yeah,
unleash.
Take
just
me yeah, take
real.
Me
that's real. Maldives. For sure. For sure.
I like Maldives, y'all.
That's
take
real.
Me to the Maldives.
That's real, bro.
Yeah.
Having more time or money, which means the most to you?
Mm. I say give me more time.
Explain.
Time is the most valuable thing.
That's real. It's real.
Yeah.
That's real. Yeah. I often hear with more time, I could make more money. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's real. Yeah, that's true too.
It's real.
I was thinking more so from the standpoint of more time, you can experience more things.
That's real.
You know, which is really the more valuable thing, you know.
You know why I love that question? Because it's so many ways you can answer it.
Right.
I've heard, without the money, my time won't mean none. I can't do nothing. It's like, I've heard that.
You can find something to do with your time, man, without some money.
But yeah, it's some people, I've heard so many answers to that. It's crazy.
Yeah, I find time some is, time. Yeah, I find
that's
something
real, that's real. That's real.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to find some money now.
Right, gotcha.
When that's I got real. Time, I'm going to find some money.
That's real, bro. It's real.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done, Scotty ATL, what is your legacy?
My legacy is that I changed the world.
Come on.
I inspired the world.
Come on.
I made people smile. I made people happy. I made people feel good about themselves. And I gave people an opportunity to see that it's possible.
It's possible. It's possible. Yeah. I respect that, bro. Respect that, man. Respect that. What's next for you?
What's next? I'm really looking at this year. It's our 5th year anniversary. So we're about to turn up for the next couple of months.
Come on, dope.
We got a team on go, so. You know, we got a soft launch coming up with Dutch Master.
Come
we
on,
got South by Southwest partnership. We got the grand opening coming for our new establishments.
Right.
And that's just the first quarter.
Come on.
That's just leading us to April.
Come
so,
on, bro.
You know, who knows what's gonna be on for the rest of this year, man. I'm just getting started with this acting stuff, but it's moving fast.
Come on.
So it kind of reminds me of when I got started with doing the grills and how it was just kind of effortless.
Gotcha.
It's the same energy going on in the acting world. So
that's right.
Yeah.
It's real.
It's
respect,
up.
Bro. Respect.
It's up.
Come on, man. Scotty ATL. As tradition on the Integrity Response. If you can reach into that bowl, grab one fortune cookie, open it, and read it to your fans.
Okay.
And just like that, man, we out of here.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Go and get a grill from Grills by Scott.
Oh, he's good. Yes. Keep it right there. No, keep it right there.
Gotcha.
It's just like that. The Integrity Response. Grills by Scotty. ATL. Scotty. Scotty ATL.
We out this thing.
The team, we out of here. Appreciate you.
Thanks.
Salute.